The Morning Minute is brought to you by HelloFresh. Summer is a time for excitement, so try something new with HelloFresh. Choose from more than 27 meals every week, including quick dinners and 10-minute lunches. Perfect for switching things up. Get 12 free meals, including free shipping, when you use code HOWIE12 at HelloFresh.com/HOWIE12. I have to give Brian Stelter credit. The CNN hack Sean Hannity calls Humpty Dumpty can humiliate himself with the best of them. I admittedly smile any time that this sanctimonious dunce gets his oversized potato head handed to him. And that's exactly what former New York Times writer Barry Weiss did. Take a listen.
You say we're not allowed, we're not able. Who's the people stopping the conversation? Who are they?
People that work at networks, frankly, like the one I'm speaking on right now, who try and claim that, you know, it was racist to investigate the lab leak theory. It was,
but
I mean,
who
let's
said
just
that
take
at
an
CNN?
Example.
But I'm just saying that when you say allowed, I just think it's a provocative thing you say. You say we're not allowed to talk about these things, but they're all over the internet. I can Google them. I can find them everywhere. I've heard about every story you mentioned.
Of course.
So I'm just suggesting, of course, people are allowed to cover whatever they want to cover.
Why should I take the 3 or 4 weeks that it takes to smuggle through an op-ed that doesn't suit the conventional narrative? I might as well commission the 5,000th op-ed saying that Donald Trump is a moral monster. What's going on is the transformation of these sense-making institutions of American life. It's the news media, it's the publishing houses, it's the Hollywood studios, it's our universities, and they are narrowing in a radical way what's acceptable to say and what isn't.
Bravo, Barry. To a battle of wits, Brian Stelter comes unarmed. Listen to The Howie Carr Show today at 3 or watch the show live at rumble.com/The Howie Carr Show.